he lives at the Penley, which is in a converted hotel. I looked at converting a hotel just 2 months ago in Branson. I don't like the idea of it. It's an old, built in the early 90s building. It was never meant to be, apartment grade. It was meant for, hotels and visits. Some of my employees, I've got my foreman, my office manager, married couple. They drive in from Hollister because they haven't been able to find anything closer. Now, Hollister's not far from our job site.
I don't think so.
It's not Springfield like I come in from. But, yes.
But you have no problem getting workers, the type of workers you need. You have no problem.
Oh, I have as many as I need. I do. Now, my contractors have difficulty finding their employees. And it's been tough. It slows down the pace of construction sometimes because they just have a hard time keeping staff here.
Questions?
Oh, my question.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Oh, yes, I do have one more. How long would you plan on keeping this after you build it?
I'm 53. I'm hoping I make 90.
How long do you normally keep after you build the complex? How many years do you normally keep it?
A minimum of 10.
Minimum of 10.
Right now, and the reason that I am so gung-ho for this project is because I'm building vacation rental condos like many other builders in the area. I wish some of the other builders that are doing the vacation rentals would switch over to multifamily because of such a need that we have. But when I build a condo, I sell it and it's gone. This is my retirement. I'll build it, I'll own it, I'll manage it, I'll be on site. And yeah, I'd like to retire around 65. Probably won't. I'll work till I'm dead. But yes, I will own this property.
But you normally keep one at least 10 years.
Yep.
And you would maintain it, keep it up?
Absolutely. And
for 10 years.
Not to pat myself on the back, but I grew up in this. My father had a PhD in chemical engineering, worked for DuPont. I'm third out of 13 children. By the time he got to 8 or 9, he couldn't afford to feed us on his salary, went into real estate. So when I was 12 years old, I was mowing lawns. By the time I was 14, 15, 16, I was doing make-readies. By the time I was 18, I was running rehab crews on apartments in South Oak Cliff, south of Dallas, Texas, where I grew up. I can't count the number of apartments I've either built, managed, or worked as a maintenance guy on. It's all I know how to do. I love to do it, and absolutely, this is my little baby. I'll own this one, and when I die, my kids will run it.
What would you expect to be the average rent for one or two-bedroom apartment?
They're going to be market rents very similar to Bee Creek, which is just up the road. One-bedroom apartments at $800 to $850. Two bedrooms are $950 to $975, and a three-bedroom, I'd like to keep under $1,100. Now, I've seen places that charge even up into $1,326 was the highest I found for a three-bedroom, which you can own a house at $1,326. But I understand not everybody wants to buy a house. Not everybody's able at a given time in their lives to buy that house. But, yeah, we'll be comparable to all the other properties in town. And we'll build a nice product. No vinyl siding, concrete hardy board, stone, just like you see on the vineyards pictures over there. We pride ourselves on our product. We love to, and we kind of go overboard sometimes. We love to build really nice entrances. I put water wheels that, turn slowly all day long and different waterfalls. I'm sure we'll have some kind of a nice feature that marks our entrance, that makes people go, oh, yeah, I know that place. It's the one with the big, flagpole out front, something or other.
Questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
In P&Z, they don't allow it, but here in the commission meeting, we do.
Okay, thank you. Because he sparked something for me. Sorry, I apologize. Mm-hmm.
Jonas Arch again.
Hold on.
Well,
can we vote on this?
I guess I'm just going to.
All right, go ahead.
All right. So I think something pertinent to this, and we've talked about inventory and the gaps and the pace of building that we have to have. What you have before you, I know this is a planning and zoning and a rezoning question, but we have a willing builder that's willing to take on this project. He mentioned other builders and their appeal of building nightly rental inventory. Same amount of effort, same amount of cost, same amount of challenges, but a much higher rate of return based off the market the way it's been. Now, it's probably changing a little bit, but still, I think we can't not underestimate the importance of having a residential builder willing to take on a property of this scope and scale, because to be honest with you, with our experience and what we're seeing, we're not seeing a lot of that. Between the cost of development, cost of materials, logistical challenges, labor challenges, it's just there's a lot of brain damage involved in pulling off a project like this. And so the fact that we've got somebody willing to do this, I think we need to be seriously considering it and doing everything we can to help with that inventory issue. That's all I want to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of the project? Is there anyone here that would like to speak against the project? Do you have an order? Do you want to start on this side and come forth? Or do you have an order you want to speak in?
Good morning. I'm Andrea Turner. I was born in Branson. I understand fully the issues that the city is facing. I am not anti-development. It's just not this scale on this road at this time. I've learned a few things going through this process twice now, but I'm still trying to understand the purpose and goal of zoning laws. There seems to be a pervasive belief that if the developer checks all the necessary boxes for P&Z approval, and there should be no legitimate reason why the Taney County Commission would also not approve. I think it's fair to say that my friends, neighbors were all pretty much stunned when they found out that this exact project was turned down in October. And from what Mr. Cope's lawyer said Tuesday night, I think they were pretty surprised as well. It seems to me this type of reaction indicates that more often than not, developers get their way and concerned citizens and residents get their 2 to 4 minutes to speak, but often little else. So here we are, both dumbfounded sides meeting before you once again. Developers, investors, realtors like to represent denial of any rezoning as the county trying to tell property owners they are not free within the frameworks that have been adopted by the county to develop their property as they wish. But what will happen to neighborhoods like mine if our county becomes overzealous, allowing development just for development's sake? How do you find the balance between being pro-development and pro-neighborhood? Where is the middle ground there? I think that's something we're all struggling with. When this parcel of land was purchased, it was done so knowing a change in rezoning must be approved in order for them to proceed with their planned apartment complex. Some would think this was a gamble by the developer, but if you look around Bee Creek Road, you can see that pretty much anything goes. We have adapted year after year as Bee Creek Road continues to be rezoned and developed. Apartment complexes, duplexes, churches, and multiple business complexes have sprung up all around our single-family neighborhoods. So many metal buildings are beginning to look like an industrial park. We have adapted to continual development, but we feel we're reaching a critical tipping point. We voiced personal safety and traffic concerns in October, and since then, that I'm aware of, there are an additional 3 projects currently in progress on Bee Creek, all of which continue to affect our already existing concerns. The old Cedar Mill Motel is being converted into apartments. That was an existing neglected building that had become a nuisance. So yes, this change I can see as progress. There is multiple metal warehouses somewhere around 32,000 square feet of storage, but this property was already zoned as commercial, so there's not much we could do there. I know of a RV park that is going in. I haven't been able to find out much information about the size of it or anything like that, but it is on Stinger Road, the same road used by the 224-unit Bee Creek Apartments. I cringe at the thought of RVs regularly joining the trucks, semi-trucks, large box trucks, and moving trucks already using Bee Creek Road. As far as personal safety, just last month, a young man was found deceased in his vehicle just outside my neighbor's house down the road. Sheriff's officers indicated it was drug-related. And just Friday night, there was a hit-and-run on Bee Creek just out in front of my road, Deerfield Lane. According to the Road and Bridge, as of May 4th, the two radar speed signs located on Bee Creek Road showed northbound traffic averaged over 1,800 vehicles a day and the southbound over 1,600. And just a side note, I'm glad the radar signs are multi-purpose because they don't seem to slow anyone down. I know he said this is just regarding rezoning, but Mr. Cope made a few comments at Tuesday's planning and zoning meeting that I wasn't aware of. Specifically, I think this changed from, 12 buildings to 11. So that he said that would take it from 192 units down to 176. He also brought up that he was willing to, or he said he committed to an 8-foot privacy fence instead of a 6-foot privacy fence, as well as doing away with southern-facing windows on buildings at the south end of the property. I am sure that plans change all the time, and these specific changes appear to reflect ones that would be in deference to a few of the neighborhood's concerns. However, it's important to know if these, to us anyway, if these changes are ones that can definitely be enforced, or are they just thrown out into the air trying to prove that he's willing to make concessions to the neighbors. I do not want my concerns to merely be dismissed as anti-development. I'm simply asking my county to give more consideration to the types of rezoning allowed, especially when bordering existing single-family homes and placed directly on an already busy road, which, unlike other roads, like at the planning and zoning, one of the commissioners says he lives down 86 and commented how busy it is, you know. But 86 is being modified to suit those needs. I have yet to hear that Bee Creek, it's possible even to do that on Bee Creek Road. So it's not that I don't support the need for housing. I cannot support the scope of a plan on this road. It would put around 400 people all at once in their cars all at once on a road. If allowed, I believe Bluebird Mountain Apartments will cause a seismic negative shift to life on Bee Creek Road as we know it. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name's Randy Rainier. I live at the north end of the existing property we're talking about. My property intertwines within his. His bumps right up against me. I live on Bee Creek Road, and I'm probably one of the few here that really know how that road works. I will tell you that road is 29 to 30 feet wide with deep ditches on both sides. I will tell you how many cars a year I see go down in the ditch because somebody in an oncoming lane is not paying attention and drifts over, making the car on the other lane swerve to miss them, and down in the ditch they go. I have a couple times noticed where fire trucks could not get through because too many cars this way stop, which they're supposed to, but now the fire truck is having to hit their horn and the people behind them are trying to figure out where to go to get in by the EMTs and the fire truck. Seconds can be the difference between somebody burning in a house or an elderly person passing away because they could not get there quick enough. I agree with everything everybody is for. I agree. I know we need apartments. I worked in Branson for 10 years with the theaters. I had to staff theaters. I understand that. But we have a ton. This is not New York. This is not California. We have a ton of land around here. the access road up there by Ford, 33 acres.